evening. It's our Wednesday night, our Lvov Nisan, and the Chavis Alvodah Shia, which is learning Gvuras Hashem, Perek 35, Chamisha Ushloshim. And he was talking about Dam Pesach and Dam Mila, and Maral, everything is much heavier than you think. It's not so simple that, okay, they had to be Zeichah to the Geula, so they had to do some mitzvahs, so he picked out of his cap two out of the 613 mitzvahs, and they were Zeichah. He's saying they had to be Nigal with Nisim, which we tried to explain yesterday, why the Maral says that, why that's so. And so he says, and to do that, they had to do a mitzvah, which is a Dover Eloki, and be bonded with Hashem, to be able to be Zolcheh, to be living in a world where a nace would happen. Okay, now, V'davka Dam Pesach V'Dam Mila, he says, so Mapitom, these two mitzvahs, Kirotza Kadosh Baruch Hu Ligul Yisrael Beino Umos Ulekarvam Elov, V'Lohoy Yisrael Ruyam Elzeh, because part of what was happening is that it's Asher Bochar Bonim Mikol Ha'amim, like we're Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvah Sov, we're being chosen as the Am Segula. And the Yetzias Mitzrayim was the formation of Chal Yisrael. Maybe it was a 7-week process that culminated in Kabbalah Satayra, but it wasn't Stam. The Yetzias Mitzrayim was Achshav Kervonu Hamokom Lavodo Sov. It put them on a level. So So, you know, like many Sforim talk about that when we have the four classifications of domain, chai, tzomeach, and medaber, right? Domain is like a rock, tzomeach is a plant, chai is an animal, medaber is a person. So Yisrael is really a fifth classification. The existence of a Jew, whether you call it Nefesh Eloki, so that's another classification. So you, for that you have to have Hasara Sa'orla, he says. They had to get rid of their Orla. The Hasara Sa'orla Shu Pchisus Ugnusa Odom. It pulls you down, it makes you more Chumri, I guess, more Chomer. Please excuse me. Hello? Yes, is this, yeah, but I can't talk to you now. I'm in the middle of giving a shiur, so please call me back in around a half hour and onward. Okay, bye. So to get rid of the orla, which is chumri, physical, it pulls you down, that's the, that for some reason this is the physical manifestation of something that stops a person from being ruchni, from connecting with the Eibishter. So that's the mila. Oziavod lo bevadai. Then you can bond with Hashem as an Eved Hashem, which is represented by the Zedam Pesach. Shapesach hu avodoso lo yisborach v'oz ruyim li goyel. So he puts the stress on avoda. I think Pesach's the only korban where the word avoda is used. We use it a lot when we learn Masechus Zvachim. You say the Dalet avodos, the word avoda is used. But in the Torah, I don't think you find the word avoda used by any carbon other than the carbon Pesach. I don't know if that's connected with what the morale is saying. The morale is putting the stress on the Dam Pesach that they are Avdei Hashem. They're being Oved Him. They're bringing a carbon to Him. Maybe the way I explained the Shabbos, I don't know. So if they would have been Oved Him with the Orla, Avol Shiyya Oved Him Pchisus V'Gnus Shadayin Bo Ein Ze Avoda. You're not connecting. You know, we're talking about an Avoda that makes you, I guess, Botel to the Odom, to the Master. you become subsumed, if that's the right word. You become Am Hashem, so that's by being Oved Him, by becoming a Neved Hashem. That's why it's so important that Pesach is Avdei Hashem v'lo Avdei Paro. Avdei Hashem v'lo Avdei Paro. Some learn even that was the whole purpose of the Avdus, that it was to get Bnei Yisrael used to the idea of being Avodim. It was Chal in the national psyche that you're an Eved, you're Meshubed. So then it was talking just a transfer, you know. So it's a step up. It's, you know, it's called Chayrus because to be an Eved Hashem is liberating. It's not it doesn't stifle you. Adarab, it liberates you. But you are an Eved Hashem, so you're bonded to Hashem. You don't have an independent existence. What do I mean bonded by Hashem? Like an Eved doesn't have an independent existence. Every Eved is, that's why we talk about an Eved doesn't have Yichus, Einul Chayis. An Eved is not even Mechuyev in Mitzvahs. An Eved, right, his children are not really are not his children. They're biologically they are, but they're not de jure, they're not his children. Because he's an Eved, he's bottled to the Adam, really. So they had to do that with Hashem. But you're not really doing that if you have Orla on you. So that's the pshat in these two mitzvahs. These two mitzvahs, Bechlal, made them ro'i for Nisim, because it's a Dover Eloki. But these two were picked because of this particular accomplishment that these two mitzvahs do, taking away the Orla and being Oved Hashem through the Avodas HaKorban, is something that makes them, that Tataka puts them in that position to be Roi Lehigoyel. Okay. They didn't, they got lost, they stopped being Mal in Mitzrayim. Only Shevet Levi were Mal. They did have Avodah Zarah in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was a bad scene. We don't like to talk about it, but it was a bad scene. If you learn Yecheskel and Yecheskel HaNovi, people would learn Nach. Yecheskel, Hashem sent Aaron to Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim to give them Musar, like he sends Yirmiyahu to Bnei Yisrael to give them Musar. And he sends Yishayahu to Bnei Yisrael to give them Musar. Aaron was a known Navi Hashem that went to Mitzrayim and said to Bnei Yisrael, you know, hi guys, you know, guys, get your act together. And they were being avodim. They had no, I mean, the Navi remonstrates with them. So, you know, we don't want to chas v'shalom be judgmental, but the Navi remonstrates with them about the, you know, they did have a, that they threw away, and then the Rambam, that's the Rambam and Hilchot Avodah Zarah in the beginning, that they, everything was lost, it was all gone, the whole, anything Avraham Avinu accomplished was just about cut off, and Mitzrayim represents a new beginning, but more than a new beginning, because now there's an Ummah. Until then it was all, the Maral says it's in a different place. Until then it was a yachid. Avraham Avinu was an individual, so he maybe had children, so good, his family, and maybe he had talmidim, so good, his yeshiva, but there was no nation. And the world, Eibishter wants the world really to have nations. Nations is an important part of the component of the world. It's not just people. It's taka nations, not necessarily the United Nations, it's not whoever has a flag, it's not whoever gets voted in, but it's Shivim Umos. In Shemayim there are 70 nations. There are 71 really. Klal Yisrael is not part of the 70. So there's 70 nations. So Pesach is really the beginning of the nation.
I thought that Korban Ola would have fitted much better in this Shita. Korban Ola would have fitted much better.
We're working backwards. You know, they were told to bring a Korban Pesach. What's the uniqueness of Pesach is a form of shlomim, which you eat. So maybe that's when I said Shabbos, you know, No, you see, I talked about Shabbos, and it's ironic that the Kodesh Kodoshim Korbanos are coming to fix a flaw. And the Shlomim, which is the Kodeshim Kalim, is coming to raise a person's level of Ruchnius. See, I don't know what you want. See, we think of Ola as the quintessential Korban. But Rav Shamsun Falhirsch points out, and rightfully so, that although it's not as open and blatant as a Chatos, but the Gemara says clearly, an Ola also comes as a Kapora. You're fixing a flaw. All the Kodeshim Kodeshim, he says, is fixing a flaw. So you're right, you know, it's like you're thinking of Korban Tomei twice a day, and that's all Ola, and that's the most prevalent Korban. But we're always fixing flaws, because we're living in an imperfect world. But Shlomim, it's ironic, you know, we think of Kodeshim Kalim as a second Sugbet Korban. Sug Aleph is the Ola, and then you have but that's a goofy question. If Sugalef is the Ola, so you know, if you would tell me that the Ola is Kodeshim Kodeshim and everything else is Kodeshim Kalim, that would be nice. But you see, all the Karbonis that come al Chet is Kodeshim Kodeshim. It's called Kodeshim Kodeshim. So that's what Shabbos first says, and that's what I spoke out in Shabbos, that it's Kodeshim Kodeshim in the sense it's Makadesh, it influences. It's Makadesh Kodoshim. He says, like Melech Malchei Hamlochim. So many interpret that to mean that he's the Melech of Melochim. Melech Malchei Hamlochim means he's the Melech of Melochim. He makes Melochim. He makes Melochim. So Kodesh Kodoshim, which means it makes other things Kodesh, because it's fixing a flaw. So maybe Pesach is Taka, the best, or at least Shlomim, you know. Okay. Then he has another suggestion about Mapit Omila. Ba'odesh l'foresh ki dam mila l'rachem aleihem. There's a particular dynamic that mila calls for or unleashes or releases rachmei Hashem. Ki v'mila nema ki alecha haragnu kol hayom. It represents Mesiras Nefesh for Hashem. So he doesn't elaborate more. He just says, Mila, I'm not catching the right word. Mila causes, it draws out the Midas Harachim. Give a Mila Nema Kelech Ragnu Kalayom, Lefikach Bedam Mila Hoyim Arachim Aleim. Bein Arachmonas Goyrim. And grab the Mila would only be Gorim Rakshalayu Bishiba Dutzara. Avalenu may be Gula. It's not enough of a positive force, Mila, to bring the Gula. Udam Pesach back to Ovdin Es Hashem and Hayu Lachelek Hashem, Veroish Yu Nigolim, Achlayu Takos Hashus Mitzrayim. The Zeus of Tirgim Yonason, but Domaya Chayi, Yonason Ben Uziel. B'domaya chayi, it's repeated twice in the pasuk. B'dom mila ochus aloch, b'dom pesach efrok yosach. So you couldn't ask for a better. Hey, that's exactly what the Maral says. Well, if you can also base mitzvahs, hey, look, b'day she yirachem aleihem. I guess you need the rachmonos to kickstart the process. Otherwise, it's dead in the water. You're not going anywhere. You're spinning your wheels. So you need the midas rachmonos. Like it says, okay, you know, normally if you, like I said, there's too much stuff out there. Normally you think that it was tefillah that kick-started the Gula. But it says, V'tal Shavosim al-Alokim and Avodah. So normally the Sfarim talk about, I don't normally, I shouldn't say that, but the Sfarim talk about tefillah, davening, as kick-starting the process. He talks about the Mila doing it. Lefikach Rosal and Beis Mitzvahs Elu, pump these two, today she Yerachim Aleihem Hashem, Barach, and Beyigal also. Okay. Reb Lezer Omar continues the Maral. So the first chat was that they should be Mesasek in the Korban Pesach for 4 days, and Bimal, and therefore they're being Mesasek in these two mitzvahs, and they're Zochet to the Geula, which the Maral just finished explaining, Mapitom. Now he goes back to the Mechilta and he quotes from Rabbi Eliezer. Till now we learned Rabbi Kiva. No, Rav Masya, I'm sorry. Till now we learned Rav Masya, that they should be also good these two mitzvahs, these 4 days. Now we're learning Rav Elazar Oymesh and Tzidol B'Pesach Mitzrayim, Shikul B'Asala Chaydesh, because they were shtufin in Avodah Zorah. V'kach Omar Mishchu Yedechem in Avodah Zorah, Kuchu Lachem Tzom Shal Mitzvah. Bir Zeh, Ki Yevshah Shiyah Yisrael L'Chelek Hashem B'Pam Echad, Achash Shiyu Shtufin B'Avodah Zorah. It couldn't have been like Ben Ashmarsha's. Boom, boom, bang. 1 second of the Zohar, 1 second I'm Hashem. That would be like a Ben Ashmarsha's period, where the transformation is taking place during that period. L'kach tzivu aleihem shikros pesach zeh ba'asorah l'chodesh. Ki alakicha hi prisha k'sas mi'avod Zohar. Once they're taking already a lamb to shecht, they're already pulling away from the avod Zohar of the Mitzriyim. The karav of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, v'chakach l'zboach, to actually shechted b'yudalid, v'hu morel ha'prishom y'avodah zorah l'gamri, k'chol inyan ha'pesach morel ha'avodah, shil Hashem yizboach, shehu echad, k'mo shiyizboar. That's what I spoke out Shabbos also, that the morale will be saying that all the dinim of the Korban Pesach point to the fact that the avodah zorah, that the Pesach was the idea of the Korban Pesach is to establish Achdus Hashem, Hashem Echad. And he goes through in Perek 36, the next Perek, he goes through a whole litany of dinim in the Korban Pesach and names it has and all sorts of things that declare Achdus Hashem. Miad Beresh Chaydesh Sivalayan Mishkuk, Ya Chaydesh Hazem Muchal Gula, Lakicha Be'osar. So he's the Dafka Basal HaChaydesh, Gitomar HaSiri Nivdal LeKedusha. 10 is always a transcendent number. Okay, we'll stop here.